see the Ramban on Zohar, so Shara Sofa Malek, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Chafei Yud Zayin. Zohar Yisra Shalom Salafah Malik. For his county, HaMedrash, Shadashu Bo B'Sifra, Yalchul B'Libcha, Kshu Omer, Lo Tishka, Chere Shechach HaSalev, Amura. Hamani Mekayim Zohar, Shetaheshon Arificha. V'chein V'Sifri, Zohar is a shawasal farmer, like the pair, and the tish kapha leif. Ulo yadati mahi haskira hazo the pair. So what's that question? Lo yadati mahi haskira hazo the pair. What doesn't the man understand? I understand what it means. Say it out loud. So apparently like this. Well, what's Chazal's question? I mean, there are cases where you have the same inyan, which is commanded both as an essay and a los essay. I don't know. Certainly superficially, shvisim lachiv like that. It's both an essay as well as a valsase. So Zohar is an essay, and Lotishka is a valsase. So apparently, you see in Chazal that if it's explicit, that's what the Torah is doing. So that's what the Torah is doing. There are such cases where something is mitzvah, both the Torah's essay and the Torah's los essay. But where it's not explicit, and unequivocal that that's what the Torah is doing, so min hastam, we assume that there's a difference. We assume that it's not that it's inyan echad ha mitzuvah hein be'eseh hein be'los ha'seh, but rather that it's shnei inyanim chalukim. Hashtal asinu lahochi, Ramban says, again, zochor, even if to distinguish it from the lo tishkach, you add that it's prepared, but the maisa, if the kiyum is the remembering, it's not really distinguishing it from the lo tishkach. So what did Chazal really answer on, how did they really answer the question? Again, zochor remembering, okay, so remembering, you know, whether you say something aloud or not, but either way, the remembering is something, is, cognitive, it belongs to the cognitive realm. So that's what the man is saying. Given the question that Chazal are coming to answer, that they're coming to differentiate Zohar from Lo Tishkach, stam to say it doesn't, it's not an adequate answer. Im loma shenikra pashas amalek b'tzibor v'nimtzenu l'meidin min ha-Torah b'shniya zohar v'yesmach l'mikra megila min ha-Torah. See, and you see again, I think this corroborates what we just said, that the Ramban introduces the b'tzibor. That prepare, again, prepare has to mean something more than just saying aloud what Lo Tishkach already tells me to remember. There has to be a different thrust to it. The Lo Tishkach already says, you have to remember, right? To not forget something, you have to remember it. You have to remember it. So just saying aloud what I'm already mitzvah to remember is not a different thrust. If it means, saying aloud means that there's a chovas tzibur associated with it, so then I understand. So the tishkach is b'taras yachid, And the zochor means that it's a cholos tzibur as well. Now, if that's how you would say pshat in this chazal, so then, A, it means that when the Mishnah in Megillah tells us about the Dalet Parshios, so it means that only the timing of Parshas Zochor is Midrabanim, but the fact that there is a Parshas Zochor is Min HaTorah. Right? That's what the Ramban says. V'nimtzeinu l'meidin Min HaTorah b'shniyah Zochor. The Ramban doesn't mean the timing of it, the fact that it's the Shabbos before Purim, that's not Min HaTorah, but the fact that there is once a year a Parshas Zochor, that would then be Daraisa based on this drasha. And then the Ramban says, additionally, v'yasmach l'mikvah Megillah min HaTorah. We'll circle back to this. V'hanochon be'enai, says the Ramban, shehu loma shel tishkach ma she'osa lanu amalek, that's the lo tishkach part, ad she'nimches shemo mitachas ha'shamayim. Here comes the zocher part. Unesaper zel levaneinu uledaroseinu loma lohem kach osa lanu harasha. Ulechach netzavinu limchos ha'shemo. So when Chazal says Zohar B'peh, they mean Zohar B'peh in the sense of communicating it, not just articulating it, but communicating. Every generation is mechuyev to transmit to the next generation. Unesap b'zeh l'baneinu u'ledaroseinu lomo lohem kach osa lanu harasha. What does it mean, Unesap b'zeh l'baneinu u'ledaroseinu? So presumably it means that in telling our children, we tell them that they in turn have to tell their children. Otherwise, how does a person, he can tell his children, he can tell his grandchildren, maybe he can tell his great grandchildren, but how many daughters can a person tell? But again, in transmitting it, that it's made clear that this is something they're supposed to transmit, so then the person is acting, Okay, so those are the Ramban's, again, they're not really two suggestions. The first one, he's not really, invested in. But either way, the point is that Zocher B'peh means something more than just articulating what a person, a memory. Either it means Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, or it means to transmit Livaneinu U'Ledaroseinu. What does the Ramban mean via smach lemikru megillah min HaTorah? According to again the first possibility that zocher means likros v'tzibur pashas amolek. So that would provide a smach, or it would serve as a smach lemikru megillah min HaTorah. So yitachen that you see here a reflection, again, I don't know that the Ramban ever articulates it, but yitachen that the yisod is already one that the Ramban had. The Ritva famously in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, commenting on the Lashon HaGemara, where the Gemara puts into the Kaviyachol, speaking in the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Im v'lefanai malchus zechonos and shofars. Malchus Kadesh Atam Lechune Alechem, Zichronus Kadesh Yale Zichronechem, Lefonai Latova, Ubamer B'Shofa. So the Dvar says, but the Gemara in Lamed Dalet in Rosh Hashanah says that the Pesukim of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofa are only Derabbanan. So what does it mean to say that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ridva says, the Pshat is like this. He says, by mitzvos mechudashos midrabanan, meaning not gzeiros, not a gzeira of don't do this or do that, but mitzvos mechudashos. Saying tshukim of malchios, zechronos and shofar, it's not a gzeira or to something, right? When Chazal told us that we're mechuyev to say tshukim malchios, zechronos and shofar, it's not because if we don't do that, we're going to be over in some issa. It's not mishmeres the mishmarti in that sense. Mikvah Megillah, Ne'er Chanukah. Each of these, so what's the basis, what's the justification for Chazal being mesakein mitzvos mechudashos midrabanan? Why isn't it Bal Tosef? So the Ridva says, because in each case, the Torah provides an asmachta, and the pshat in an asmachta, the Ridva says, it's not a mnemonic device. An asmachta means that the Torah hinted to Chazal that they should introduce such a mitzvah midrabanan. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to include this as a mitzvah daraisa, for whatever reason, but he'ira Torah, the Torah hints to the Chachamim that they should do it. Which is why Timtzeh B'chol Mokom, the Ritva says, the Chachamim anosim smach l'divrehem. Which is why whenever you have a mitzvah midrabanan, there's going to be an asmachta. So this is the Ritva's understanding, again, for how you can have mitzvahs mechudashos midrabanan. Why it doesn't violate Bal Tosef? Bal Tosef is what we do, midatenu. But if the Torah itself indicates to Chazal that they should be mesakein such and such a mitzvah, so obviously that isn't Bal Tosef. When the Rambam deals with the same question, so the Rambam thinks in the Hagdamah Teresh and Shnayas, and a smachta is a mnemonic device. It's not anything more than that. When Teresh Bal Peh was all oral, so it was a helpful mnemonic for remembering. So how does the Rambam understand mitzvahs derabbanan? So the Rambam says that mitzvahs derabbanan, like gezeros, are coming to uphold the Torah. Gezeros come to uphold the Torah in preventing a violation. A mitzvah d'rabbanan can come to uphold the Torah in the sense that it's coming to reinforce, that it's coming to fortify a basic belief in the Torah. And the Rambam illustrates this by talking about Kriyas HaMegillah. Elakachanu omim shehanavim bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros HaMegillah ba'onasa kidei lahazkeh shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tshuva she'osa lanu v'hoya karov Lishu Enu, Kide Lavahu Lahalo, Kide Lahodia, the Doros Aboim, Shemes Vashef Tichon Batari, Kimikai Godel, Shalo, Elohim, Krov May Love, Kashem Elokeinu, Bechol Kareinu Elov. So the Rambam says that Kriyas HaMegillah comes to reinforce, to bolster our belief in Koach HaTfilah. The Torah gives us a havtocha of Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. That havtocha the Torah provides is what was operative and evident in the story of the Megillah, and Chazal would then misaken Kriyas HaMegillah to uphold this and reinforce and to foster this emunah in what the Torah teaches us. Nothing to do with asmachta in the terms of the Torah hinting that you should add a new mitzvah. No, it's not a new mitzvah any more than shneis la'arayos. Shneilsa Arayos protect Isuri Arayos Min HaTorah, and this reinforces and fosters the belief in what the Torah tells us. Kimi Gai Gadol Shelo Elohim Kol Neilav Kasher Elokein B'chol Kareinu Elav. So that's a very fundamental difference in approach in terms of how you understand mitzvahs mechudashos midrabbanan. Again, in terms of gezeiros, it's the same. Everyone agrees what the gezeiros is. It's a mishmeres, the mishmarti, that's what they are, and that's what their justification is. What are the mitzvahs mechudashos? So for the Ritva, they take our mitzvahs mechudashos, and the justification is that when there's an asmachta, it means that the Torah hinted to Chazal that they should do it. For the Rambam, no, they're not mitzvahs mechudashos conceptually. Like gezeros, they're there to foster, to uphold, to strengthen, to protect something min haTorah. Not to protect from an aveira, but that our belief in kasher lekein b'chol kareinu elav should be strong. So Mikra Megillah comes to foster that. When a Ramban says he has smacked the mikra v'gil ben haTorah, so again, what we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. Meaning, the Ramban already has this yisod that the justification for mitzvahs mechudashos midrabbanan is an asmachta, and he says, so where's the asmachta for mikra v'gilah? Oh, so if you say that the pshat in the drashas Chazal of zochu bepeh is that we're supposed to read about Maisa Malik B'tzibur, so then that would provide an asmachta for Mikra Megillah. And this should then be correlated with the Ramban in the beginning of Bahaloscha, where he sees in the Drashas Chazal an asmach for Neres Chanukah. It's the same approach. The Rambam's mocha for what he says here, that Mikra Megillah is kedei lehodia the doros haboyim, that emes ma'ashev tichonu b'Torah, is the part from the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah has on Yoram and Beis going over to Yod Aleph and Aleph, Hava Amaroim, before they began their shir, where they would darsh in Megillah's Esther, they would give a little bit of a hakdama. So the Gemara says that Rav Masna's and Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, Rav Masna's hakdama to Darshan and Megillas Esther was Rav Masna Amar Mehocha Ki Migoy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krov Melech, and that was what the Rambam. That's his moko for framing Mikra Megillah and the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah as Lahodia L'Doros Avoyim Sheemes Mashiv Tichanu B'Torah.